Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministry, Power Hour of Prayer. Waiting on the Lord, waiting on the Lord. The word of God says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Yes, he will. Wait on the Lord, Sister Burdetta. Wait on the Lord. Pastor Tammy Caesar. Wait on the Lord, Minister Sharon Ricks. Wait on the Lord, because a storm is passing over.
There come a time in everyone's life. We had problems along the way. Yes, we did. But I know someone who can work them out. As we go from day to day, let God in, let him have his way, yeah. Put your trust in Jesus and do what he said, you will find.
Yeah.
see you through. If you turn to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, down in the 31st verse, then let me know. He's that waits on the Lord. Shall renew all your strength. Shall mount on wings like an eagle. Shall run and not be weary. Walk in that thing. And I want to let somebody know the sound of my voice. The Lord will.
He will see you.
He will.
God will see you through.
You may be going through something. It may not understand, but if you count.
God will see you through. You may be going through something that you don't quite understand, but God will see you through. Just trust him. The storm is passing over. God will see you through. Yes, he will.
Tossed and driven, ready by an angry sea. When the storm of life is raging, and the fear is falling on me, well, I wonder what have I done to make this race so hard to run. Well, I say to myself, so take care, as the Lord will make a way somehow. Yeah, the Lord
will make a way somehow.
No, he will.
The Lord will make a way somehow.
No, he will,
yeah. The Lord will make a way somehow.
No, he will.
The Lord will make a way somehow.
In a world of sin, didn't have no peace, no peace within. Pick me up, turn my life around, lay my feet on a solid ground. And
the Lord will make a way somehow.
No, he
will.
I know that you
will make a way.
I know that I know the Lord will make a way somehow. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. I'm not bragging. I'm just thanking God and praising God, letting you know how good God is. God will give you a double portion blessing. And we thank God, because God is a God that could do anything but fail. Let us pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to see one more day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you woke us up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you, Father God, because you touch our bodies. Father, we thank you for just allowing us to breathe another breath of fresh air. We thank you, Father God, for just breathing into our lungs, and we thank you, Father. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Our hearts are still beating. And we thank you, Father, because you allowed us. You allowed us to see this day. Because this is the day the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. Nobody but God. And we thank you for it right now. An opportunity to come and pray with you. An opportunity to come and thank you. An opportunity to know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And we're thankful you, the Almighty Living God, who sent his only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. We thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us with your favor. The favor of God upon our lives as we walk this earth, as we go into our jobs, as we travel, as we go grocery shopping, as we go to work each and every day. We thank you for our careers. We thank you for our farmers, Father God. And we pray, Father God, special prayers for our farmers, that you'll keep them healthy and strong. Continue to bless them with whatever they stand in need of as they plant the crops. We thank you, Father God, for those that are down on their knees picking crops, cotton, corn. Yes, they're still picking crops. Everybody's not using machines. And we thank you, Father God, for those that are working on the farms, in the warehouses. We thank you, Father, right now, because those jobs are not easy, and the pay is not as easy, and it's not as much as it should be. But we know that you'll make a way somehow, that you'll touch somebody's mind, body, spirit, and soul, and bless our farmers in the name of Jesus. We pray for our housewives that are faithfully working in their homes with their children, where they will receive benefits of the Almighty Living God. We thank you for blessing the housewives right now. We thank you, Father God, for someone that's not able to stand up on their feet this morning, but they can praise God. They can wave their hand. They can glorify you. Someone's eyesight that may be a little bit dim, but they can still Jesus. They can still see Jesus. They can still feel Jesus. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We thank you, Father God, for our taste buds and enjoy our food. There's someone that can't do that this morning, and we're praying for them that you restore their taste buds so that they can enjoy the food that you've given us, Father God, on this earth. They can enjoy the clean, fresh water. We pray for those that have to walk miles and miles and miles to get water, Father God, that you fix that water, Father God, and make it clean where it would not affect their intestines, that they can enjoy the water that they stand in need of, Father God, to continue to live on. Put your finger in that water and make it clean in the name of Jesus. For our dear ones in the foreign countries, they have to walk miles and miles and miles for water that may cause an illness. But, Father God, we pray right now, you touch that water in the name of Jesus. Make it clean. That they'll be made whole again. Thank you, Father, right now, for those that have walked. Those walked in the turkey trot. Those that have walked in the breast cancer awareness month. Those that are walking, Father God, to be a blessing to someone that stand in need of a healing. We pray for our doctors, our nurses, our lawyers. We pray for our researchers, Father God. We pray for our medication, our vaccines. We pray, Father God, for every pill that's being created in the name of Jesus. But most of all, we pray, Father God, that you will heal when the doctors say there's no healing. That you heal when the doctors say you'll never walk again. That you heal when the doctors say you'll never hear again. You heal when someone's eyesight is growing dim. You're the same God that gave sight to the blind man. You're the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. You're the same God that healed the man who was at the pool 38 long years. You're the same God that fed the 4,000 plus men and children, women and children. You're the same God that fed the 5,000. And you're still doing it in this day and time. And we thank you right now for replenishing this earth with the food that we stand in need of. We thank you, Father God, for all of those that have food to eat on a daily basis. You're still feeding the multitude. And we thank you right now for those that volunteer to serve the food to the multitudes. We thank you, Father God, for all of our basketball players and football players. And Father God, we thank you for all of our actors and actresses and our singers that have blessed someone because you have blessed them. We thank you for the outpouring of love for those that stand in need of food, shelter, and clothing. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching someone's mind and regulating their mind that they will want to do what thus says the Lord and not have it their way, but call on you and say, God, lead me in which direction to go in. Speak to someone this morning, Father God. Those young men that's been released out of prison, touch their minds right now that they will do what thus says the Lord, that they will surrender to you and say, God, I put my life in your hands. There's no other way but God's way. Father, touch them right now, men and women being released from the prison, Father God. Those that are out on the streets, walking the streets, those disobedient sons and daughters, disobedient grandchildren, touch them right now. Trouble their minds, their body, their spirits, and their souls. Touch mothers and fathers, grandparents, great-great-grandparents, that they'll cry out and yield to you, the almighty living God, and do what thus says the Lord, and live according to the word of God. Not about having their way. Not about feeling good. We pray, Father God, because you said that we're to pray for our nation, and we're to pray without ceasing. People need the Lord. Father God, they need to hear from you. Not from the president, not from the vice president, not from Congress, not from the senators, from the Ways and Means Committee, not from the senators, the congressmen. They need to hear from you. My God, my God, my God, touch our world leaders. Plant a word into their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Touch the nation, Father God, right now. You said in your word, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we stand in need of healing from you. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We are praying that they will turn from their wicked ways. My God, my God, my God. Let them know that they need to walk the straight and narrow path. Not going to the left, not going to the right. Not worshiping and praising you one day and doing what they want to do another day. We are praying, Father God, for the liar, the thief, the backbiter, the homosexual. We're praying, glory be to God, for deliverance and healing for the alcoholic, those addicted to drugs and other substances. We are praying for their deliverance right now in the name of Jesus, that they'll turn their lives over to you. Fornication, those that are looking at pornography. We're praying for those producers on TV, directors, the writers of the plays and the writers of the songs, that they will sing songs of Zion to lift up the name of Jesus and not bow down to Satan. We're praying for all of our songwriters, our poets, our artists. We are praying for them, Father God, that they will lift up your name and not yield to Satan and use his words. My God, we come against that spirit of destruction. We come against that spirit of making wrong right. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that that spirit will not continue to grow and flourish in our nation. We come against those spirits, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come against those spirits of lying, deceitfulness, those deceitful hearts. We come against it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we place them in your hands. And we thank you, because the battle is not ours, it is the Lord's. And we turn this battle over to you on this day and the days to come. Your people who call by your name, turn from their wicked ways and seek your face. Then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We thank you for that healing, Father God. We call things that are not as though they are. We thank you right now for hearing and answering our prayer. The Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. My sisters and my brothers, we need to walk in the path of righteousness for God's name's sake, not your name's sake. Yea, do we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for what? God is with us. Thy rod and thy staff will comfort you this morning, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the doctor say, no matter what the lawyer say, no matter what the judge say. God is with you. His word said he will comfort you no matter what you're going through. When you don't quite understand what's happening in your life, God will comfort you. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Watch out. God do it, not you. Right while your enemies are still there looking, God is laughing. He will prepare a table before you. He will prepare a table before those enemies. Yes, he will. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and your cup is going to run over with blessings, healing, deliverance, joy. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's the word of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell where? In the house of the Lord forever. Is your house, that you think is your house, it's God's house. Worship and praising God. Your house, right in your home. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the church, the mass, the temple. Your house is your house that God has blessed you with, a place of worship. My God, my God, my God. Someone need to go and open that front door and put those demons out. My God, thank you, Jesus. Your house should be a place of worship, a place of glorifying, magnifying God. Let them talk about you. Let them say whatever they want to say. You praise and worship God no matter what. You're going to have your trials and tribulations. That's all right. God is going to bring you through. You trust him. Thank you, God. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell where? In the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, God. Your house that God has blessed you with should be a place of worship and praise and glorifying and magnifying God. When they walk in your doors, walk on your steps, walk on your porch, feel the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. They should feel the joy of the Lord is your strength. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Invite the Spirit of the living God into your life today. Welcome him into your home. Place a seat at the table for the Almighty Living God. Someone might say, well, whose seat is this? Jesus Christ. He's always welcome into my home. He's always welcome at the table. Set a plate for Jesus Christ at the table. Have a chair in your bedroom for Jesus Christ to sit and watch over you. Thank you, God. Welcome him into your life today. Welcome the Spirit of the living God into your life today. If you have not done it, I want you to repeat this prayer. We're in the month of November, toward the end of 2022. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your life. Repeat after me, I welcome you into my life. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. He who knew no sin, you died on the cross for my sins. Past, present, and future. He already knows what you're going to do. Invite him in this morning. Father God, I pray that you will forgive me of my sins. I believe in my heart that you have forgiven me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for forgiving me of my sins. I want to be a child of God. Please accept me into your family. Please accept me into your family. I trust you. I believe that I am now a child of God. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. And I thank you, God. I can cry out. I thank you, Lord. I appreciate you. I trust you. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that I'm now your child and I can walk in the newness of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. If you said this prayer for the first time, write to me. Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want you to receive a blessing from us. We already received a blessing from God. Now we want to bless you. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. To me today. Don't call me. Don't put it on my answering service. No text me. Don't email me. The Holy Spirit said, write to me. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We want to put your prayer requests on the altar, your praise reports on the altar. Thank you, God. Praying over them 24 hours a day. Yes, our intercessory prayer words are praying 24 hours a day. We want to put your prayer requests on the altar. Your praise reports on the altar. We want God to continue to bless you. We want God to continue to keep you. We set up these prayers in advance. My God, my God, my God. We send the prayers up in advance. God knows what you're going through this morning. He knows what you're going to go through. He knows all about your trials and your tribulations. But he wants you to trust him, my sisters and my brothers. In Jesus' name. We're going to seal that prayer in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Trust God. Believe God. As the song says, Jesus knows all about your troubles. Yes, he does. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're going to go through. But you trust God. Hold on to his unchanging hand. One of the most powerful ways to invoke the miracle consciousness is to affirm the peace of Jesus Christ. And that's what we need in this day and time. You know, we sing that song, Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me. Elder Annette, Elder Dawn, LaShawn, Mercedes, you need that peace right now, all understanding. You need that peace right now. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gilmore, Pastor Gregory Gilmore, you need that peace right now. Melissa Gilmore, you need that peace right now. Shanita Kelly, you need that peace right now. Ryel Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond, the diamond in the rough. Diamond, God will give you that peace. Minister Yvonne Wilkins, Dr. Patricia McCray, Minister Barbara Duffy, watch out. Minister Sharon Ricks, Sister Diane Green, Tyrone Staten, TJ Staten, God will give you that peace. Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, God will give you that peace. Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Sandra Green and family, God will give you that peace. We're praying for your brother, Sandra. We're praying for your brother. Yes, we are. Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. Sister Jill Green in Miami, Florida. The Word of God says, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Pastor Rowena Ellis and family, we're praying that God will bless you that peace. Deacon Judson Ellis, God is granting you peace. Elder Hattie Bridges, God is blessing you with peace. Chief Apostle, God is blessing you with peace. Archbishop Alamasi, King Alamasi, God is blessing you with peace. Elder Hattie Bridges, God is blessing you and your daughter and your son-in-law with peace. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Billy Edwards, God is blessing with peace that was past all understanding. Diane in South Carolina. Miriam, South Carolina. God is blessing you with peace. Tina, God is blessing with peace. That's the Sandy Edwards Reed. God is blessing you and Pharaoh and your daughter, your husband and your grandchildren. God is blessing you with peace. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Rodney Edwards, look up and live. Monica Petty, God is blessing with peace. Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, yes, he is blessing with peace. Elder Kern Powell, God is blessing with peace. Yes, he is. He's not forgotten about you. Thank you, God. Cheryl Purvey, Deacon Purvey, God is blessing you with peace, the peace that will surpass all understanding. Mother Annie Green, God is blessing you with peace and healing in your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Mother Mary Robinson, God is blessing you with peace. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Wanda, God is blessing you with peace. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Pass all understanding. Rosie Traham, pray for healing and deliverance. God will grant it to you. It's got to be his way. Thank you, God. Not our way. Got to be God's way. Thank you, Jesus. God is healing someone right now. Thank you, God. God is delivering some right now. Someone right now. Pastor Cobia, God's hear your cry. He will answer by and by. Have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. God does the changing, not you. You pray for those that despitefully use you. And keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. He hears your every cry, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. We are praying for you. God will grant you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Sister Nettie Savage, we are praying for you. Sister Greta, God is able. All mail carriers, God is able. God is with you as you walk the streets. And we thank God for you, for your commitment to your job and to the people. We pray for every mail carrier walking in the rain, the snow, the sleet, the hail, in the heat. We're praying for you. God will grant you that peace. Thank you, Jesus. One of the most powerful ways to invoke the miracle consciousness to affirm the peace of Jesus Christ. Elder Dawn, Elder Annette, special prayers, God said. Send them up. Send up your timber. Let God fight that battle. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle, let God fight that battle. He knows what you're going through. A prayerless person usually repels his good by his repelling vibrations. He scares away his good with a sense of rush, worry, force, or agitation. A person is not praying and trusting God. Usually repels his good by what? Repelling vibrations. He scares away his good with a sense of rush. I got to hurry up and get there. I got to hurry up and get through this prayer. Why don't she stop praying now? Why don't he stop praying now? He's praying too long. She's praying too long. It's going to come a day when you're going to need those prayers, and you need them now, believe it or not. A person that doesn't pray is always worried about something. If you want to pray, why are you worrying? My God, if you're praying about that situation, why are you worrying? God will direct you to the right people, the right places. Call out to God. He'll send you help, the help that you need. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Bible said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and doors shall be open. So why are you worrying? Don't force God to do anything. God's time is the right time. Mothers and fathers, some of our children need to go through something. You know you were hard-headed. You didn't listen. Some of them need to hit rock bottom. My God, my God, my God. The Holy Spirit says sometimes they need to hit rock bottom. And some of you hit rock bottom. And then you heard the voice of God. Then you made a decision to turn your life around. Some of us have to hit rock bottom. Some of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews have to hit rock bottom. Then God says, can you hear me now? Stop blaming other people. Your children decide to make that decision. You decide to make that decision. You have a choice. Stop forcing God. God is trying to teach them something. A prayerless person usually repels his good by his repelling vibration. He scares away his good with a sense of rush, worry, force, or agitation. Whereas a prayerful person attracts his good by his quiet, thank you, Jesus, by his quiet, be quiet and take the test. By his quiet, peaceful, powerful vibrations. I want you to hear that this morning. Quiet. Be quiet and take the test. Peaceful. That's powerful. When you're quiet and peaceful. Quiet, peaceful, powerful vibration. That's power. When you can just sit and be still. When all hell around you is breaking loose. And people wonder why you're not acting crazy. You're trusting God. I want to wait on God. I'm going to wait till my change come. In the midst of all the situations, we need to sit down and be still and know that I am God. Quiet, peaceful, powerful vibrations. You ain't always got to be saying something. You ain't got all the answers. Powerful, peaceful. Watch God move in your life. A prayerful person is magnetic to his good and unconsciously draws it to him. A tranquility of bearing, a facial and bodily repose are usually observed in those whose inner lives are enriched through prayer. Are you enriched through prayer this morning? Are you enriched with a peaceful, calm spirit? Didn't he calm the seas? Yes, he did. Prayer quiets your mind, your body, emotions, vibrations, in that peaceful, prayerful state of mind, you unconsciously draw your good to you. You draw good to you. Don't wait for nobody else to do that for you. You ain't got to go to the prophet. You ain't got to go to the apostle. You ain't got to go to the pastor, the bishop. You could draw that peaceful, prayerful state of mind. Draw good to you. You're God's child. The word of God said, we shall do greater things and start with yourself. If prayer has not had this effect on you, perhaps it's because you should deliberately invite it in by affirming the peace of Jesus Christ. God will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. But you got to invite it in. You got to invite the Holy Spirit in. God, grant me that peace that surpasses all understanding. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. You don't have to get on the phone. You have to run around. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. When you battle life, people, and circumstances, your soul gets twisted out of shape. Your soul gets twisted out of shape. Your soul gets twisted out of shape. And you wonder what's going on, what's happening. And the doctor said, I don't see anything. Doctor's not going to see it. Decrees of peace take away your spirit of fuss and give you a gentleness of pace. That's the best heart pacer you can have, a spirit of peace. If there's one experience which marks true prayer, it is the deep peace which it brings to the soul. Decrees of peace slow you down to your good and give you a gentleness, a pace that really gets the job done. Peace. Peace. My peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. Decrees of peace help you to pray things through rather than trying to force them through. Peace is the forerunner of victory. Yes, it is. Peace comes first, then comes victory. And prayer is decreeing the peace of Jesus Christ. Give you that peace and victory. You got to sit down, be still, and be at peace. Watch the enemy. You don't always have to say something to the enemy. Watch the enemy. Observe the enemy. And if you don't know who the enemy is, God will make you aware of who your enemy is. Yes, he will. Stand and be still and be quiet and observe on your job, in your home, in your church, in your neighborhood. Watch. Watch. Peace is the forerunner of victory. Prayers and scriptures decreeing the peace of Jesus Christ give you that peace and that victory. You will soon notice that the first thing that happens when you begin to think about Jesus Christ is that a great calm descends upon you. You immediately begin to feel better about everything in your life. I know someone who was healed of insomnia after many sleepless nights by affirming, the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me now, and all is well. I want you to know that this morning, that the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon you right now, and it is well with your soul. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life, you pray for that peace of Jesus Christ, and it's pouring out upon you right now. I know of a human relations problem filled with confusion and harmony and conflict that was resolved after someone affirmed the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon this situation, producing perfect results. I pray to the peace of Jesus Christ. I decree that the peace of Jesus Christ pour out upon you, your family, your household, your job, your neighborhood, your city, your county, your country, our nation, our world. The peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon our nation now, producing perfect results in the name of Jesus. He will grant you that peace that surpasses all understanding. God can do it. You can't do it. The peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me now and all is well. You need to say that. Repeat it after me. The peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me now and all is well. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. I decree and declare that the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon your situation, your family, now producing perfect results. It is well with my soul. Sing that song, Elder Annette. Sing that song, Zariel. Sing that song. It is well with my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Put a song in your heart. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Thank you, Jesus. I decree and declare today that it is well with your soul. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. It is well. It is well with my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Tune in again on Monday and pray to God for that peace that surpasses all understanding. And I decree and declare, it is well with my soul. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul.